All right, we've got Pete Santilli with us. This is awesome, Pete. Thank you for joining me, especially at such a late hour. I really appreciate you. We got a lot of questions for you, but welcome to this interview.
Late hour, but very, very important time. It's an honor to be with you, Mike. Seriously. I was so happy to hear when we booked the appointment. It's been a long time.
It's been too long, and you've been doing tremendous work. I gotta say, you've been more active than I can ever remember you being. I mean, you've been all over everybody's shows and networks and just nailing it. Before we get into the questions, give people the URLs and where they can find you and watch your live broadcasts.
In the morning, I'm on. I have the morning show on Lindell TV. You can go to frankspeech.com, and that is yet another safe space where stuff is not getting taken down, but broadcasting on Lindell TV. Download the app at frankspeech.com. But the Pete Santilli show.com is where we publish all of our archives.
And then the Brighton broadcast.
Of course, yes, and of course, Brighton. You know what? I'm so sorry. I should have mentioned Brighton first
No,
because
it's okay.
not one episode, by the way, has ever been taken down since you initially launched. I think I was the second publishing on Brighton TV, and
Ah, yeah. So you have not been censored on my platform.
ever, never.
That's awesome because anybody else listening wondering like, do we censor people? Nope. Just tune into the Pete Santilli show and you'll see the First Amendment being fully expressed.
Yeah,
Which
absolutely.
is awesome. That's what it's all about. All right. So we love what you're doing, Pete. You are rocking it. Let's jump into some of the issues here as kind of a rapid fire
Let's
format
do it.
because we're limited time. So first question is the Trump trap. You saw Politico and the deep state put out the article now saying that, yeah, sure enough, this vaccine that's harming people. Well, it was rushed by Trump. The Trump White House pressured the FDA to skip the trials that were necessary to make sure it was safe. You've seen Fauci resign. You've seen Walensky at the CDC admit they made tons of mistakes. And Deborah Birx saying it never, they knew the vaccines were never going to stop infections, but they were all pressured by Trump. Pete, what's your take on what they're pulling with this right now?
The sad part is that President Trump had the opportunity. He did. And I don't mean this in a disparaging way. I would say the best thing that he can do is to get to the microphone and to reach those people on the other side of the, the political spectrum or the internet, where they're just so crazed, that mass formation psychosis that they're suffering through. President Trump had an opportunity when the information started coming out that tens of thousands of people have died as a result of taking the vax itself, that now we have scientific proof. The scientists are saying that it has had a direct impact on our immunity system. President Trump has opted. I would say there's this gap between him pushing Operation Warp Speed because he was lied to and advised by the people around him. And he acted on that advice, and he so proudly proclaimed Operation Warp Speed. Then we had this period where we, the people, like you and I and those on, our side of the political spectrum, are well informed, and we're realizing that the risks far outweigh the benefits, as they say, of taking the vax and injecting this self-replicating chimeric parasite into our systems. So he decided to tone it down and not say anything because he didn't want to upset the base. That's not the position he should have ever taken. And guess what? They beat him now to the punch. He could have preempted their attack by stepping out. And that he's got to be pretty well informed. And if he's not, he should fire everybody around him that were to advise him on the impact of this vaccine on our population. He should have come out and said, "I never would advocate for any such thing," knowing how many deaths have occurred.
Is it too late for him to do this, in your view? Or does he still have time to come out and say that before they lay all of these vaccine deaths at his feet? Because it's easy to see the narrative they're going to push. They're going to say that all the vaccines were safe until the Trump vaccine. This one is the only one that's killing people, they're going to say, because Trump forced it through by abusing the power of the White House and the executive office. It's all Trump's fault. And then all the parents, all the grieving parents whose children died or whose spouses died, they're going to hate Trump even more. But can he get out of this, or does he still believe the vaccine was awesome?
Well, I have a source that has told me, sadly, within the past 24 hours, that he won't even discuss the issue and will hang up on somebody that wants to tell him, like, this is within the past 24 hours. And by the way, this past weekend, I'm sorry, it was more than 24 hours. This past weekend, I was with, you know, Mike Lindell, Jenna Ellis, Liz Harrington, you know, Steve Bannon, all the VIPs on our side of the political spectrum. So my source told me that he hangs up, and this just happened within the past week. He won't discuss it. And that's not a good scenario, because people are dying. He has an opportunity to use his voice, not to reach us. We know he doesn't need to speak to us. He needs to speak to the people that have been so lied to and sheltered from the truth. He could potentially save lives. And why would he not want to do that?
Well, and politically, though, the minute that he announces that he's running for president officially, the media is going to just turn up the dial on this thing. And you're going to start hearing all the stories in the media of all the people who died from the Trump shot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're just going to hammer that for 2 years. Trump will not have a chance, because you know how easily the left wing media can whip up the anger and hatred among the left. They can flip the script at any time. I mean, they already did it. They said the vaccine was unsafe in 2020 before it was released because it was a Trump vaccine. And then as soon as they rigged the election and put Joe Biden in place, they said, oh, now it's good because it's a Biden vaccine, which made no sense. So they can flip at any time.
He needs to, you know, what I would do if I were him, and he has to know the statistics. He has to have listened to everyone that we listen to, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Malone. He has to know that the facts and the statistics are so overwhelming that we now have more deaths than we would. And he's not about sending people to war. I mean, look at the number of people that have died after the vax. Is equivalent to a Vietnam War over a 10-year period. I mean, he never wanted that. I don't believe that he ever wanted that. He's not about getting us into war. So he must come out and use his powerful voice to advise him. He has to do that. And I would say that it's secondary to his political aspirations. Whether or not he survives politically is secondary to the fact that you and I are working very aggressively to try to save lives, are we not?
Right. Every day. Well,
every single day, my main focus, and I've even withstood the censorship, the deletions, the demonetization. I've been bankrupted as a result of mentioning hydroxychloroquine with Dr. Yvette Lozano on my show. But that has never stopped us from pursuing the truth to try to save as many lives as we possibly can.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to the next topic here, because I know you've got some intel. You were hanging out with a lot of people there. I think that was in Springfield, Missouri, was it?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Mike Lindell event. A lot of good folks there. Tell us what's going on with Mike Lindell, because I know you've got some bombshells.
It's bombshell. And before we came on, a lot of stuff happening right now. There was something that took place at that moment of truth. First of all, the entire 2 days, spectacular presentation, especially during the segment where there was the state of the union type thing, the state of each state. Every single state represented what they're doing in their respective jurisdictions with regards to election integrity. Great, great presentation. But here's the bombshell. Everyone may recall that, you know, that Mike Lindell on January 9th was given some information. He was given some discs, some data, right? And then they attacked him saying, oh, well, if it was given by this person, you know, they're not credible, so on and so forth. And they just started attacking him. And then the cyber symposium, he was actually set up that if he actually presented what was on those discs, and protected by state secrets, in the court system, protected by state secrets, that they would have arrested him. He held back. And in fact, the cyber symposium was not a success in that he couldn't, you know, in that regard, he could not show certain things on the screen.
Wow.
And he was advised by his attorneys. That was 1 year ago. So he regrouped. And I know this because I spoke to Mike personally about this. I said, Mike, do you look me in the eyes? Tell me. This was Thanksgiving of last year. I said, Mike, if you tell me and I look you in the eyes, do you have the goods? And he didn't hesitate. He said, oh, I have the goods. And thank goodness I never put it on the, you know, put it on the Jumbotron at the cyber symposium. He said, but I've taken some action here and we're going to go through the right process. I filed with the government, little known law that allows me to get whistleblower protection, file this, these documents essentially, you know, on disk that are protected by state secrets. Here's the punchline. You ready?
Yeah.
There is a man named Dennis Montgomery, who even well before the whole controversy about Dennis Montgomery and his credibility, I had established through my legal case with Larry Klayman and my Bundy cases. I filed a state bar complaint, 1,200 pages. It included information about Dennis Montgomery, who had submitted the same disk and attempted to try to get it to blow the whistle and get it into the FBI, because what he discovered, he designed a software program that is the most sophisticated surveillance tool on planet Earth. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI, all the intel agencies utilize his proprietary. It's his intellectual property. He designed the system. And that is the most sophisticated software, surveillance software on the planet. Well, he used it, he designed it to go get the bad guys. And he discovered that it was pointed towards the American people. And he discovered that 20 million people were being surveilled and profiled and identified with this most sophisticated technology.
Hold on a second, Pete. Let me jump in here. Now, I've never met Dennis Montgomery, yeah, but I do recall there was a lot of controversy. I don't remember who all said, but there were claims that he didn't have what he said he had.
Correct.
Yeah. Or I forgot the details, but you know what I'm talking about.
That's right. I do. Yeah. And before his name even came to light in this regard about whether or not Mike Lindell had a credible source, I had already clearly established with the DC bar that this man was deceived by this one attorney. He was actually sabotaged. He went to the FBI to deliver the materials.
Well, wait a minute. That's a huge mistake right there.
Well, this is what he did. Well, first of all, if he was a fraudster, if you were a fraudster, would you go to the FBI to turn in your fraud?
Well, I don't know. If you're working with the FBI to commit fraud, you know.
Well, it was actually delivered to James Baker, who was leading the Russia collusion hoax.
Right.
And James Baker denied receiving them. And he was left hanging, and then he was attacked for being less than credible. So here's the long story short. In the courts, the federal courts, everyone, judges, the DNI, everybody certified he's done nothing wrong. And yes, he is the owner of this eTrepid software through Blixware. It is his proprietary software. But for the purposes of national security, state secrets, they locked it down and nobody's ever to talk about it. So here's the punchline. Mike Lindell had this in his possession. He filed for whistleblower protection, and it was announced that there was a filing on Sunday. As a matter of fact, on the stage at the end of the presentation at the moment of truth, Kurt Olson, a former Navy SEAL, an attorney to Mike Lindell, as well as he's been an attorney to President Trump, who was a skeptic that did not believe that Dennis Montgomery had the goods, took a look and combed through the entire federal record, determined he's credible. And not only that, they did due diligence. Mike Lindell is the owner of the most evil software on the planet. Dennis Montgomery has given him the rights to that software.
Wait a minute. So why does this matter? I mean, where does rubber meet the road on this?
Why does it matter that Mike Lindell is the owner?
Yeah.
Mike Lindell is in possession of all of the software that the NSA, the CIA is using, and Dennis Montgomery discovered through the 2020 election. He put a special code in the software. They stopped paying him for the rights to the software. He put a code in it, and it pinged him back, and he was real-time surveilling. The FBI turned it over to China, and they have real-time documentation of China's hacking into the election in 2020. There's forensic evidence of it.
So wasn't, okay, backtracking a little bit. I remember over a year ago, Mike Lindell was talking about the packets. Is this the same thing that we're talking about?
The packet
captures?
Mike Lindell is not the technical expert per se, but there have been a team of people that have the highest level of cybersecurity credentials that over the past couple of years have vetted this thing. It is the real deal. The NSA has been using his software. They're the one, they've been using his software, Dennis Montgomery software. The CIA, the NSA, the FBI, all of the government agencies that have this, you know, as we've always known, surveillance technology, unmatched in, you know, ever in human history. That is Dennis Montgomery software, and that's documented in the court system. Mike Lindell is now the owner of it.
So does that mean that Mike Lindell is going to at some point release all the logs from the 2020 election? Or why does this matter? Where does this come out and make a difference?
All of the evidence from 2020's election, precisely every single vote gets transmitted. We also had the man on the stage that developed, invented the algorithm to rig elections. In the machine, he designed the software code that essentially, before an election, they could pre-program that Joe Biden would win by 51% and, you know, Trump 49% and delete all forensic evidence. So right. This software system that is owned by Dennis Montgomery transmitted data, okay, that was captured in the 2020 election before the modifications were made to the vote. And there's forensic evidence. It's now at the end of the presentation, Mike Lindell clicks send. They filed a complaint in the state of Nevada in the federal court system. And now we're proceeding. He's proceeding through the courts because, you know, he's being sued by Dominion.
Right.
He's saying he's asking the court to release the state secret, you know, state secret suppression or protection of this information, because he needs it to defend himself against Dominion. And now that he's an owner of the software, he wants to also expose what happened in the 2020 election. Bombshell news.
Well, okay. I would just say, I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing this, Pete, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. But my first reaction is like, show me the money, right? Let's see it. Let's see what this is, because there've been so many cases over the last couple of years that there's been, you know, promises of powerful things coming out, and then they fell flat. You know what I mean?
I do. And this is the right step, because the government has actually, they're enforcing their state secrets and their national security on the release of this information. That's the only reason why Mike Lindell hasn't been able to release it, because he's been under threat of arrest and violating, you know, national security law.
Wow.
So he's requested to have that lifted, and to also, he's submitted this information to the government. That he has all the evidence of not only the 2020 election, but guess what, Mike? They've been using that same tool to surveil the rigging of all the primaries. They have all the evidence.
Yeah. Well, we know the primaries is where I think more of the rigging takes place, because if they can get their candidates in at the primaries, it doesn't matter who wins the general election.
Yep, that's exactly right. But they have all the evidence. There's a massive team. President Trump is in the know and involved in this process. There's major attorneys that were totally skeptical, but now they're all on board assisting in the court system right now. We need to get the courts to say, okay, for the purposes of Mike fighting his case and pursuing legal action, We need to lift the, you know, the state secrets protective order.
Well, one of the things I love about Mike Lindell is that he is tenacious. He just does not stop, and he doesn't take no for an answer. And he's got unlimited energy. He's just, he's extraordinary.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I know with 100% certainty he has forensic evidence of everything, and he is prohibited from putting one bit of it on the screen because he would be threatened with arrest. But wow. He's working to get that lifted. But I know with 100% certainty that the information is real. He has the goods. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's pray for his safety and effectiveness in getting this out, because right now America needs a miracle, it seems. Your comments. Go ahead.
So, sorry about that. Now, he there's a dead man switch that if anything happens to him or Dennis Montgomery, and he announced this exclusively on my show last night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Essentially, a dead man switch that would release it to the public.
I love it. He's going like John McAfee style here.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And John McAfee may still be alive, by the way, according to current rumors. He may have faked his death. Nevertheless, let's move on. We've got less than 5 minutes remaining. I want to ask you about your thoughts of Europe. Western Europe, of course, facing a massive supply crunch of energy from Russia because of the Western sanctions against Russia. And then just 12 hours ago, Poland, or two of the largest fertilizer producers in Europe, I think one of them is in Poland, or both of them are, announcing they were shutting down. So there's going to be almost no more fertilizer for Europe beginning now. And it begs the question, what's going to happen to Europe if they can't heat their homes, have hot water, run their industry, supply their power grid, or plant food? What do you think all that's going, Pete?
It's all by design and intentional. It's an effort, you know, Hegelian dialectic style to cause the massive crisis that they can solve on the other side of it. Stalin caused death and famine, did he not, intentionally?
Yeah.
They've done so historically. But the supply chain disruptions, I mean, even with the release of the China virus, this has all been, I believe, by design to bring in, you know, the global reset. A lot of it, it's very, very difficult for me to receive on a daily basis news reports of, you know, with the restriction of the fertilizer supply chain disruptions. I don't look at it. I don't see it myself as anything other than a designed, intentional collapse, including our, you know, natural resources, for instance, with the, you know, the petroleum, the price of the barrel of oil, that's been an intentional attack upon the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, because I've been told over the past decades that if the United States of America has ever been decoupled from the trading of oil with the petrodollar, that would be our demise. Since they struck that agreement, we came away from the dollar the gold-backed currency in the 70s. Kissinger struck a deal with the Saudi Arabians, buy up our debt and you sell us cheap oil and we won't tap into our natural resources,
right?
Our oil reserves. Well, that's been going on not too long, since the 70s. This is all by design, including for instance the crisis that they're trying to create with the tension between the United States or NATO and Russia. We are in a very, very dangerous state right now, because of, you know, the nuclear option. But then again, I take pause, and I know that Putin himself has been working, with Clinton, for instance. Mueller delivered highly enriched uranium to Moscow. There's something about a relationship with Russia that has been a fake, a fraud, and a lie. And I believe that Russia is cooperating in this effort to bring in the new world order and the global reset by through this crisis. I honestly believe it.
You don't think, I mean, we're almost out of time, but a lot of people believe Russia is fighting against the new world order. But you're saying that maybe they're playing a role in ushering it in?
I honestly believe so. Listen, when I was at Malheur, just very quickly, I was at Malheur. I had personally looked at Hillary Clinton receiving money, $140 million from, you know, the Russian oligarchs and those that that were with Uranium One. We've been cooperative behind the scenes with Russia. This entire dichotomy, you know, between U.S. and Russia it's fake. It's fake. It's the boogeyman. It's the crisis that they need. Oh my goodness, save us from nuclear war. We're in a conflict with Russia. I think Russia is participating in this effort to usher in the global reset and the new world order.
That is that's truly a fascinating take on things. That's what I love about talking with you, Pete. You've got interesting intel, contacts, and a little bit different take on things, but that's part of the beauty of what this is all about. And Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv is getting all kinds of different analysis and seeing, can we make sense of the world? I do agree with your overall premise. We are living in a global theatrical production. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And, there's still competitive challenges as to who's going to be at the top of the food chain. I think that, you know, that Russia is leveraging themselves in that regard.
Yeah.
I think there's still, some of the conflict that we see is very, very real as to what their position is in the hierarchy. But ultimately, they're playing the game. They're the willing participant boogeyman. I absolutely believe that. Klaus Schwab said that Vladimir Putin was part of his World Economic Forum up and coming leadership. He said that in his own words. He's a Klaus Schwab crony. Why would he all of a sudden decide to opt out of that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he decided he'd had enough of it. But who knows? We're out of time. Give out your website for us one more time so people can track your work.
Brighteon, of course.
No, you don't have to. Your main website.
My main website is thepetesantillishow.com. That's where you can find all of our archives. And we appreciate you. I broadcast 5 hours live streaming a day.
I know. I don't know how you do that much. It's incredible.
8 a.m. and you know, just cat naps in between, but 8 a.m. Eastern time and 6 p.m. Eastern time. And of course, when news breaks. But Mike, it's an honor. We can't let this much time pass.
I agree.
Together, and it's been an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time, Pete. And I appreciate all your analysis and keep up the amazing work that you're doing on all of these fronts. And thanks for entertaining some of the questions I have today. That's it for today.